Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, I was reading just the other day about the Canaanite woman. And I kind of looked at this a totally different way than before. Because this passage always bothered me. And I'll just read it. And, we're talking about the Canaanite woman. This is in Matthew 15. It says, the Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to Jesus crying out. She says, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. And then Jesus didn't say a word. So his disciples came to him and said, God, just send her away. She just keeps crying out after us. And Jesus answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Then the woman came again, knelt before him this time, and says, Lord, help me, she said. And Jesus replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
Mm.
And then she says, yes, Lord, she says, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
Mm.
And then Jesus replies, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted.
Wow.
And her daughter was healed from that very hour. You know, when you first read this, and I've read it many, many times, and it was just like, God, really? Did you have to be that rough with her? Was that necessary? But as I looked more into this, everything Jesus did was for a reason. He was always teaching, always teaching, whether he was speaking with his mouth or he was saying nothing at all,
mm-hmm.
which is just totally interesting, this whole segment here. First of all, you got to think about it. This is a Canaanite woman, which was not a Jew, okay?
Right.
And back in those days, you know, non-Jews were considered just, you know, scum of the earth. You know what I'm saying? They just were not, they didn't associate with them. They wanted to do with them. They were looked down on. And you look at this woman, and she knew this, obviously. I mean, she probably was ridiculed for years. You know, they just brought up that way.
Right.
You know, stay away from the Jews. They don't like us. Just, you know, mm-hmm. don't mess with them. You know, which we could probably relate to a lot of that today, today's time. But she didn't let that stop her. She knew this man had what she needed. She wanted healing for her daughter, and she knew that Jesus had the answer. So her persistence, think about it. She didn't let Jesus' silence stop her when she first cried out. She didn't let the disciples' response stop her because they weren't real happy about the whole thing. They were trying to get rid of her. And she came back even after Jesus responded to her, which when you first look at it, it didn't seem like it was a very favorable. It was like, wow, Jesus is blowing her off. But no, he was actually testing everybody. I mean, it was like the whole thing was a test. You know, mm-hmm. how is she going to be persistent enough to keep coming? Are the disciples going to have any type of, are they going to have any empathetic bone in their body?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Think about it.
Right.
You know, and just the whole thing was just a huge lesson plan. But her persistence, that's what really got me out of this. She didn't let any of those things stop her. She knew that she knew that, Lord, you know, even dogs eat from the master's table. And Jesus was just blown away by her faith. He says, daughter, your daughter's healed. You know what I'm saying?
Just like that.
Just like that. Mm. It's your faith. And we talked about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's your faith that got the healing.
Right.
Mm. You know, it was going to require something from her. Not just Jesus, you know, saying something and it was going to happen. It required something from her.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes people think that, well, I'll just pray for it once. God knows what I need. And if I keep praying, then that shows my lack of faith.
Exactly.
Which is the contrary, because when you have faith, you're locked in. You've received it and, you know, you received it and you're praying it out. And you're being persistent. I think about the woman who went to the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, this woman's going to slap wear me out. She is gonna, and Lord says that if an evil judge, wicked judge, you don't care, you know, if he doesn't care about this woman just because he didn't want her to wear her out, he answered, how much more am I going to, you know, come on now.
Exactly. And also you think about, she could have just got offended by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How many times have we gotten offended by just the slightest thing and we're like, psh, whatever.
Right.
And off we go. You know, we're stonewall. Off. Ain't going to talk to me like that.
Right.
How many people miss God because
it.
Of offense? I mean, that's a huge, huge. Listen, we have several segments on the Torch. I encourage you, VFMTV.com, go to the Torch and just look up offense, offended, because so many people miss out, I mean, on huge, huge mega blessings for God, because just that's just a tool of the enemy. You just get hit with the offense, you get locked up, froze up, and that wall goes, boop, straight up.
Hard.
And who loses?
Yeah.
You lose.
That's right.
You lose. She didn't get offended.
Didn't get offended. She had every opportunity. Jesus not saying nothing to her. The disciples blowing her off. Being called a dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Called a dog.
Can you think about that? I don't know if I could handle that. I'd be like, never mind.
Right.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Persistent. Persistent.
I admire this woman. It's just amazing, her persistence.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, and
In spite of all that.
We can't, you know, we can't give up, and, you know, just because it's like, well, I prayed three times I prayed for it, and it did, like, really?
Is that
what do you mean? Three whole prayers? Three Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday I prayed, and it did not happen.
Think like, about it. Sometimes it takes years.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
Or not at all.
But if you contend with faith, and you move in faith, and you believe God in faith, ask, seek, and knock, right? Those who, you know, if you ask, there's three steps there. There's asking, there's a seeking, right? You know, and there is a knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a persistent going after God. It's a persistent believing that what God said can happen will happen. What God said is going to happen is going to happen in your life.
Right.
But you got to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get engaged. You know, walking with Jesus is not a spectator sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people are sitting on the sidelines and they're watching other people have encounters with God. They're watching other people get healed. They're watching other people get blessed. Mm-hmm. They're watching other people hear God's voice and see it radically change. And they're seeing all of this stuff, and it's like they're tagging along like reality TV, and they're trying to throw themselves in the midst, but they're not doing it.
Right.
And it's like, why settle to tag along? Why settle, like we say, you know, why eat another man's groceries?
Yeah.
You know, why read one more devotional of what somebody else has experienced with God? When if you're a believer, the same God that was in them speaking to them is the same God that's in you speaking, could speak to you, well, is speaking to you, if we would tune our ears to what he is saying.
Right. You know, just in the very definition of faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see.
Right.
You know, and just because you don't see it within, after a prayer or two or three, you know, how many people just give up praying? They stop praying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and because they're not seeing it, that's just the total opposite of faith.
Right.
You know, it's being certain of what you do not see.
Yeah, we're so accustomed to that microwave generation that we think things should just happen instantly.
Instantly, right. And it just doesn't work that way, you know, because God tests your faith, you know, over and over. You know, you've been talking about the Bible miniseries, you know, over the last couple of days, and I actually got to watch it last night because I recorded it.
Oh, cool.
And you look at Abraham's life, God continued to test his faith.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and even to the point to, you know, when he told him to go sacrifice Isaac on the mountain, he's like, Lord, have I not shown you enough faith?
Mm.
Have I not shown you enough? But God requires more.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, up to what point are you going to believe me?
Right.
You know, are you going to stop believing me for this?
Right.
Because you don't see it, or because you get blessed so many times, are you going to stop believing? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to stop, you know, continuing to love me, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a very powerful moment, you know. It's like, God continues, you know, because, you know, and God knows our heart. He's wanting us to see what's in our heart.
Yeah.
You know,
he's not looking for something.
Right.
He's not trying to find something he don't know.
Exactly.
He's wanting us to find out.
That's right.
I just actually saw this quote last night. And the quote was, never insult God with small thinking and safe living.
Mm.
The life of faith is a life of certain uncertainty.
That's good.
But if you have God, faith in God, you know it's all going to work out. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.